Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. We're back for another midnight episode. It's currently 12:17, and I was in the mood to record a little podcast for you guys, hang out for a sec. I honestly really like the vibe of nighttime episodes. I don't know if you can feel or like hear a difference on your end versus when I normally record, because every time I ever do a late night episode, for some reason, I just need to let you know. And then anytime it's not late at night, it's just, I never say anything. But anyway, good evening. I hope you're doing well and you're having a good day when you are listening to this. I've been in my podcasting era recently and I've uploaded consistently every single week, every single Wednesday since my podcast came out. But recently, I've just been genuinely so excited about it. Not that I usually am not, but there's been a different type of like motivation. I have been experiencing life, and as I'm experiencing things, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to tell the podcast about it. So thanks for tuning in all the time. I really appreciate you guys being here. It's still so crazy that so many of you choose to listen to this. And for me, that means a lot because, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. And the fact that you're choosing to spend 30 to 45 minutes to an hour with me means the absolute world. So thank you for your time. Thanks for your ears for listening to me talk. Life has been pretty busy recently. I'm going on a two-week trip really soon, which always throws me into orbit a little bit, because I feel like I get into a good routine, and then as soon as I start to get into a good routine, boom, a trip comes up. Listen, I'm not complaining. I'm very grateful to be traveling and stuff, but a huge part of me also loves my life, you know, at home. I swear to God, I am a homebody until I am taken out of it, and then when I'm traveling, I'm like, ah, I never want to go home, until I do, or I'm just like enjoying it so much, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I went. But then in the moment, like right now, thinking about traveling makes me anxious because I love my routines and I thrive with them, but I'm very excited for these upcoming trips. Stay tuned to my Instagram, my personal Instagram, if you don't follow me already, because I will definitely be posting a lot. I'm going to one new place and then going to my favorite city in the world, which you guys already know what it is, New York. I feel like I have to pop off for the fall season there a little bit because I don't really experience any season change here in Hawaii. The only biggest indicator that there's a season change is that there's swells for winter and surfing, and it gets a little bit cooler, and then it's like rainy season. And let me tell you, lately I've been waking up, I swear there's a cold front. It's been like 70 degrees in the morning, which I know is literally a summer day for some people, but for me, it's like a little crisp, a little chilly, and then come, you know, 10 o'clock, it's blazing hot outside. So I just kind of enjoy the mornings and how cool they are. And then the new place I'm going to is somewhere, obviously, I've never been, and I'm going with a huge group of girlies for one of my closest friends' birthdays. I'm so excited to go. It's going to be definitely a hectic trip, and I'm just so excited for it. I feel like right now I'm trying to charge my social battery because I know it's going to drain it out of me in the best way possible. I'm going to be meeting a lot of new people. I think out of like the 10 or 11 of us that are going on this, there might be more, honestly. I only know 3, I think. So it's going to be a lot of new people I'm meeting. So right now I'm kind of just, you know, charging up. I'm trying to get ahead on all of my work and stuff so I can truly just enjoy this little trip. And then I'm actually super excited because in New York, I am going to be there when my sister is running in the New York City Marathon, which she is a freaking champion in my eyes. I mean, in general too, but like she is just a freaking queen. She ran the marathon last year, so this is her second year running it. She's been super into running recently, and I think the marathon's on November 6th. The New York City Marathon is a really big one, and I'm so excited. I'm going to be there to go see her run and trot around, and I'm so excited. I also just have half of my family there and quite a few good friends there, so it'll be super fun to experience the autumn weather, you know, see the leaves changing, get a little change of scenery, see all my favorite people, see family, whatever, just enjoy the city, and then come back just in time for my 22nd freaking birthday. If I think about that too hard right now, I'm gonna need to stop recording the podcast and like go vent about this in my notes app or like in a journal or something, because I don't know if anyone else is like this. I'm not gonna dive too deep into this right now, but anytime a birthday rolls around, I have a tendency to get very emotional about it. I think 90% of my birthdays the night before are spent crying and like mourning the year that the age that I just was and just like being scared or whatever, nervous about the upcoming year. I don't know how I'm going to feel this year because I'm genuinely excited about life in this moment, which brings me a lot of joy to say. And I don't know, I probably still will get emotional just because I'm turning 22, which sounds so much more older than 21. Because I feel like in a way 21 is like the party year, especially in America, because 21 is when you're legal to do things like drink alcohol and whatever. So I feel like when you're 21, it's still, ooh, you're so young and fresh. And then 22 is still very young and fresh, but there's a little more adultness to that age. So anyway, I swear to God, I'm still a 17-year-old and I just get this imposter syndrome sometimes about turning like a new age. So, oh my gosh, I'm like 2 years into my 20s at this point, which is wild. You know what? Well, we're going to do a whole episode on things I've learned in my last 21 years of life. Maybe that'll be like a fun birthday episode. Anyway, one last little update before we hop into this fun and juicy episode. I came out with drop 2 for my small business, Sunglow, that I started back in the summer, and we just launched the second collection. I'm so proud of it. It's been such a whirlwind of launching it and just all the things that go into a launch, and it's been so fun seeing you guys excited about it because obviously I'm excited about it. It's my own thing, so when someone else is excited about it, I'm just like, oh. So if you want to check it out, you can go to shopsunglow.com. The Instagram has also been popping off with content, which is also at shopsunglow. You should definitely check it out. A lot of effort and energy and love and heart has been put into this collection, and I think you guys will really like it. We have a fun little color palette going on, some new pieces. We came out with our first sweater, which is perfect for autumn and winter, the colder months. And then we also have a bunch of other fun little things. And we came out with a gratitude notepad, which I'm extra excited about because we have not done something like that in the past. So it's like a little cute little aesthetic, pinky gratitude affirmation / to-do list notepad. I think you guys will really like it. So if you want to check it out, definitely go do that. However, I think, you know, it's time we get down to business here. I'm trying to keep my life updates to a minimum because I know most of you, when you listen, you want me to get into the juicy stuff of the episode. And let me tell you, well, I hope this episode is juicy. I haven't read the responses yet, but I asked you guys to submit your biggest secrets, and I'm going to be reading them anonymously, of course, right here on the podcast. I'm so excited to dive into these. If you want to participate in future episodes like this, I love doing storytime episodes. I feel like I do them once or twice a month. Definitely stay tuned to the podcast Instagram because we always announce when we're doing episodes like this. I'm not gonna lie, usually when I do episodes like this, I feel like I need to contribute my own story, whether that's, say, if I'm doing a crazy college story time episode, I feel like I need to contribute something, or like a confession that I also, you know, need to put in my little story in there too. But because this is a biggest secrets episode, it wouldn't exactly be a secret if everyone knew about it. So my lips are sealed for this episode. And of course, to anyone who submitted these confessions, your secret's safe with me. Can I see the names on these emails? Yes. But you know, it's gonna stay anonymous. So let's get into these responses. Hey Ava, firstly, I just want to say how much I incredibly appreciate this podcast. It's helped me feel less alone and provided me with endless amounts of entertainment and advice. So thank you for that. I love you. Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. I love you too. Now for the secret. So for a bit of context, my ex and I dated for 6 months in 2020, accidentally slept with each other on multiple occasions during summer 2021, and recently got back in contact in summer 2022. Uh-oh. I know this plot all too well. Seems to be a slight pattern here, I know. Okay, love the self-awareness. This time, no one really knows we're in contact, aka my friends, as all of my friends strongly dislike him. Ooh, I get that though, because I've been the friend that like starts talking to someone who my friends hate, and then you don't want to tell them because you know they're going to judge you, even though they have a little bit of a right to. But I've also been, you know, I've been on both sides of it. So I get wanting to keep it a secret, but also, I don't know. Let's keep reading. Anyway, we both have a guilty pleasure for country music, and when Luke Combs announced he was coming to the UK, what else were we meant to do except buy tickets together? So now I have a secret Yeehaw concert booked for October 2023 with my ex who happened to dump me almost 2 years ago. Exes can be friends, right? Hope you enjoyed. We'll write back in a year with part two. Oh, girly, the cycle. Ooh, I understand this cycle all too well. Trust me, I get it. just be careful, you know, putting your heart out there to someone who has it before. It's a little bit of a slippery slope, but also this is like a really bad mindset to be in. But I literally was telling my best friend this tonight because she was doing something, she was going on her first date, and I was trying to give her advice to like calm her down because she was freaking out. And I was like, you know what? No matter what happens, it's good for the plot. So that's what I have to say to this girl who wrote in. You know, good or bad, whatever happens, it's good for the plot. It's not always good for your mental health, but hey, you've got to look at some of the pros, I guess. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There's been a lot of times in my life when I was stuck on problems instead of focusing on solutions. One time in particular, I was stuck on not knowing where I wanted to take my content next, which was a struggle because creating content is my life and my job, but I didn't know how to get past that hurdle. I know for me, it's very easy for myself to spiral when things aren't going my way, but a change in mindset can change everything. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals no matter how big or small. I'm a huge believer in therapy. I've gone in the past and it was so nice to have someone to offer advice and to speak to someone in a judge-free zone. People go to therapy for a variety of things, and I personally found it to be very helpful in the healing process when I was going through stuff. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is an amazing option. It's done entirely online and it's convenient, accessible, and affordable. I know therapy can seem daunting, but with BetterHelp, it's a very comfortable experience since you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And I think when you have that safe environment, it just makes everything so much better and you'll get a lot more out of it. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind to get 10% off your first month. Definitely check it out. Hi Ava, I hope you're doing well. I've been a viewer on and off for the past decade, and love the passion you pour into everything you put out for us. Never stop doing you, boo, because we love you. That is the sweetest damn thing I've ever heard, and that makes me emotional. Thank you. So I would say my biggest secret right now is that I've lost most of my feelings for my fiance and father of my child. We got engaged August 2021 and found out I was pregnant 2 days later. Leading up to the birth, literally, I was 37 weeks pregnant. He confessed a lot of hurtful things related to being unfaithful but not full on cheating, i.e., he took back my promise ring in 2019 because of a girl he'd started working with, lied to me over and over about certain things, was looking at his exes or girls he's been talking to before me on Instagram regularly these past 5 years, and they post amateur corn, replace the C with a P, amateur corn ads for their OnlyFans accounts. He told me he stopped doing that years and years ago. After all the pain he's put me through in these past 5 years, I thought we were finally over the BS, but I was wrong. I don't think I could ever feel in love with him again because all of the hurt and distress he's caused me, but I stay with him for our baby's sake, and I guess the small glimmer of hope that I have that one day things will get better. But it feels like dead weight. On the outside, we look like a cute little young family. I'm 22, but on the inside, I feel depressed thinking that this is it for the rest of my life and I'll never be in love again, or that no one would ever want to be with me as a young mom. Sorry if this took a dark turn, but it's been weighing on me and I can't tell anyone I know, so I'm happy to share my secret where it's safe. Love you, girl. Yes. Your secret is safe with me and everyone listening. This just made my heart burst for you because I cannot imagine what that feels like. I'm sure it's just so emotional and difficult to handle. But what I do want to say is that you are never stuck in something. You are still only 22 and you have so many beautiful, amazing years ahead of you. I know, obviously, this is a difficult thing to navigate because there's a baby in the picture. But you also have to prioritize yourself and how you're feeling. If this person isn't good for you, you know, there's options. I mean, there's parents who co-parent for a child. And I know that's probably not what you wanted to do. You want, you know, a happy little family. But if that comes at the expense of your mental health, I don't know. I'm sure there's so much more to this. So it's hard to give advice, but thank you for entrusting us with this story because I'm sure it's hard to talk about, but hopefully having it out there is a little bit less off your chest because I'm sure this is just on your mind all the time. But I don't know, because to me, you just deserve to be with someone who worships you and loves you and treats you amazingly. And I don't know, all these things that he like it confessed, that's a tough thing to deal with. Obviously, all marriages go through issues and you have to get over stuff from the past, but if these are things you feel like you can't work on and work towards, it's hard because some relationships do have an expiration date and nothing is locked in stone. Even if, you know, you feel like you have to stay in something, you never have to. And it's hard to give advice on this just because, like I said, I don't know the full picture, but all I know is that whatever you choose to do, you got this. You are a strong, amazing person. I'm proud of you. You're doing amazing. Hi, Ava. I'm so excited to hear everyone else's stories, but I wanted to tell you one from last year. For context, it was my junior year of college and I was living in a house off campus. Our next door neighbors were four boys who were also in our class, and they would always have parties and be up late playing music no matter what day it was. I mean, it's college, so what do you expect? The biggest issue is that their kitchen, where most of them would be hanging out, eating, taking shots, etc., was probably about 5 feet from my bedroom, and they would always have their kitchen window open. On several occasions, I would nicely text them to close their window so I could sleep because I had an internship and morning classes that I need to get up early for. But one day, none of them were responding to my text, so I got fed up and ended up being a Karen and calling the police to make a noise complaint. Soon after, three cop cars showed up and knocked on their door. I don't think anything really happened besides a few warnings, but I remember they were scared because a few of them were underage. To this day, the boys and my old roommates still joke about how it must have been the old couple that lived behind them who called to complain, and I still have not told anyone that it was me who called. It did solve the noise problem, and they were always mindful of keeping their volume down and the windows closed when they had parties for the rest of the year, so I have no regrets. Okay, first of all, applause to you for keeping this a big, fat, juicy secret. I don't know, for me, when I have a secret, at least one person has got to know. Do I have any secrets that no one knows? I don't know. At least one person has got to know the secrets. You know, it's like fun to share. I'm surprised you never told this to anyone, but I also get it because you don't want people to call you a snitch. Oof. Once you've been labeled as a snitch, that is a hard thing to go back on. But I also, you see, I've been the person who's like loud. I mean, I'm pretty respectful. You know, if I'm playing loud music in my apartment, I close the windows and the doors and whatever because I have old elderly neighbors, but I've been on both sides. I've been the loud person and I've also been the shut the up person. So I get it. Firstly, I'm obsessed with you in a non-stalker way. You are honestly a ray of sunshine. Your energy is so bright and I love listening to your podcasts on walks in the gym. Thank you. Also, you didn't have to clarify that it was in a non-stalker way because I wasn't going to take it in a stalker way, but because you brought up the non-stalker way, you know, that put the whole stalker thing into my head. I'm just kidding. I'm just orbiting. My brain is mush right now. My verbiage has been very interesting lately. I've been cycling between a few different phrases. I've been saying, that is throwing me into orbit right now. What does that mean? That is like this lingo I use with people. And it started because I kept saying it to my best friend and she would say something and I'm like, bitch, I'm literally like orbiting right now. Like that is throwing me into orbit. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. It just makes sense. I've been saying that is so dark to things that I'm just like, ew, what? Like that is so dark. Anyway, I don't know how I just got here, but let's keep reading. Gotta stay on track here. My brain is going all types of places. It is nearing 1 a.m. Okay, let's give me a little break. My biggest secret is when I was younger and my older sister and I were going through our screaming at each other, ignoring each other for a few days phase, I would get so mad at her over the smallest things, but she used to always steal my clothes. She would try to claim the clothes as her own even though I had just got them or would wear them out and I would see photos of her in them. I would find them in her room or put into the wash even if I had not worn them. So I began to notice what pieces of clothing she would wear the most often and I would take them one by one and hide them in different places around her room so she couldn't find them. Under the mattress, rolled up in a shoe at the back of her wardrobe, pushed back into the furthest corner of her drawers, wrapped up in another top or something. She began to accuse me of stealing or wearing her clothes, and I could honestly say I didn't have them. Because I didn't. Her room did. We moved on from this era and are now in our grown-up mature sister besties relationship, which I'm so happy about. We both are moved out of home, but if we still live together, I just know in my heart she would still steal my clothes without asking. Honestly, you just made her go on a little scavenger hunt. Well, there's no harm in that. And also, I feel like that is just a common thing sisters go through, the whole sharing clothes, and sometimes it's the best thing that you have a sister because you can, and other times it's the worst thing because it's like, who gave you the right? Who let you do that? And sometimes it'll just rub you the wrong way, and oh my god, it just, you know, it ends disastrously. So I totally get that because I have a sister. We didn't really go through that much because we weren't ever really similar sizes. But I do have a close friend who has this issue with her sister, and she will get angry, like genuinely screaming about clothes, which I get, but I don't get, but I do get, I don't know. All right, it's time to take a trip down memory lane here. Battleship was a fun board game a lot of us played as kids. However, as an adult, Calendar Battleship is the frustrating game you play with your doctor, trying to find when you're both free for an appointment, like in 3 months. With ZocDoc, booking an appointment with a doctor that suits your needs, fits your schedule, is in your network, and in your neighborhood is easy. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. I know for me personally, ZocDoc has been super helpful, especially since I moved out. It was time to find my own doctors. You know, I wasn't having the help from my parents, and I was also living in a new city, so I think it was super helpful. You can find quality doctors. You can find every specialist under the sun, whether you're trying to straighten your teeth, fix an achy back, get that mole checked out, or anything else, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. You search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. You can find and review local doctors and read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now, when you walk into that doctor's office, you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that is right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to when I need to find and book a quality doctor. I think their service is super cool, so if you're interested, go to ZocDoc.com/mind and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/mind, ZocDoc.com/mind. Hey Ava, you're the most beautiful woman ever, and I feel so safe listening to your podcast. Hope my secret's juicy enough. Okay, I'll be the judge of that. I made up this boy so that my friends, lying to my friends was already a bad move, would believe I got over my ex, went on dates, kissed, etc. Would never do that again. Thanks for listening, Ava and the pod. Okay, so you made up a story about how you had a boy and you guys went on dates and kissed and stuff. Interesting approach. You know, sometimes, I mean, is that a white lie? Is that like a big lie? I don't know. I feel like there's no real harm, but also if it's your close friends, see, the dangerous part about that is that you could get caught slipping in that lie if one day they bring it up and you're like, wait, what? Who is that? So I would just be careful. If you're gonna, I don't condone lying. I feel like I have to say that because whatever. But you know, if you're gonna do it, you just gotta make sure you stick to it, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if there's any real harm here. Would I personally do that? Probably not, because I would probably forget and then get caught up in it. You know, sometimes you sprinkle a little extra spice into the story that maybe didn't fully happen to make it a better story. At the end of the day, you know what? Hey, you're a storyteller. me justifying this. I got your back, girl. Hi, Ava. This is a bit of a long story, so buckle up. Oh, I love when they start like this. The subject line of this is revenge on manipulative ex, so I'm definitely excited. Let's get to reading. About 4 years ago, I dated a guy who didn't treat me very well. He was pretty manipulative. He would love bomb me after arguments he caused. He tried to guilt me into doing things I was uncomfortable with and just generally had no respect for my personal boundaries. It took me 3 to 4 months to work up the courage to break up with him. During these 3 to 4 months, my skin randomly started to feel super itchy. No matter how many times I scratched my skin, it would never go away. Words cannot describe how intense this itch was. My skin would burn during a hot shower and the itch was so bad that it kept me up during the night so that I could not sleep. It honestly drove me insane. This was the most intense itch I had ever felt in my life. I sometimes get bad hay fever. What is hay fever? I've heard that. What is that? I'm sorry, I need to educate myself for a sec. Hay fever. An allergic response causing itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, and other similar symptoms. Okay, so it's allergies. Good to know, because that sounded a lot more serious. I sometimes get bad hay fever and allergies, and one doctor told me the itch I had was an allergic reaction to something, but this felt worse than allergies. Turns out that my whole family was feeling itchy at the same time I was, so we all went to a different doctor and he told us we all had scabies. Look it up, it's super gross. Okay, let's look it up. Okay, it's loading, I'm scared. Bye. Bye. The visual of this, when you type in, what is scabies? On Google is pretty bothersome. A contagious, intensely itchy skin condition caused by a tiny burrowing mite.
Contagious, you say? I wonder where this story is going. Let's see if I'm right.
My grandfather is a house painter and did some painting work at a nursing home that was pretty disgusting, so we were 99% sure we picked it up from him because he got it from working at the nursing home. Meanwhile, I'd finally worked up the courage to break up with my then boyfriend. This breakup was super ugly. He was furious with me. It's safe to say that I felt so relieved to be out of that relationship where I did not feel respected or loved and to cut off all contact with this guy. But before I broke up with my then boyfriend, he started to feel super itchy too. He had the exact same symptoms as I did. I never told him I had those symptoms. This next part is in all bold. I had given scabies to my manipulative ex-boyfriend. I broke up with him and never spoke to him again, and I never told him that I gave him scabies. I've always wondered how long we were feeling itchy after we broke up and if he ever figured it out. In my mind, I like to pretend that he still feels itchy to this day. Love your videos and the podcast. You know, I'm sorry I'm having so many TikTok references, but a win is a win. If he was manipulative and treating you like that and not respecting your boundaries, making you do things you're uncomfortable with, you know, it's not like it's a deadly disease, right? I don't know. I'm not going to do more research on it to find out because I'm too lazy, but it doesn't seem like the most harmful thing in the world. Hi, Ava. I just wanted to quickly say that I absolutely love your content and have been watching your channel for years. I'm going through a breakup and you've really helped me get through it in the most positive way possible. Just wanted to say thank you for all you do. Oh, that is so sweet. I hope you are healing and doing all the things and feeling good post breakup. I know it's hard, but you got this. Okay, now for my secret. Sorry if it's a little long. This summer, my family went out of town for the weekend and I stayed home alone because I had to work. I decided impulsively to get another tattoo that weekend and had my friends who does tattoos do it for me. For background info, my mother hates it when me or my brother get new tattoos, so I knew I needed to hide it until I moved back to my university apartment a week later. My friend came over to the house to do the tattoo and I remembered that my dad had cameras set up in our living room to check in on my dog whenever she's home alone for a while. It was a good thing I remembered the cameras because when my parents got home, my dad had asked me why the camera was turned away when he had checked them while he was away. I came up with the lame excuse and had to hide my new tattoo for a week by only wearing long sleeves around my family. To this day, they still don't know I had gotten a new tattoo and that it was the reason the cameras were flipped over. Oh my gosh. There's something so triggering about living in your parents' house and having cameras inside the house. Because I have a few friends who, like, when I'm over, I've noticed, like, cameras inside. Why do I feel like I'm being monitored? That just scares me. Like, is anyone safe? See, that's just a little intense to me. I don't know. I know nothing about parenting. So, maybe it's, like, a safety thing. But, hey, you did the damn thing. Personally, I don't understand how people ever hide tattoos forever because at some point, isn't it bound to slip out, especially if it's like a visible one on your arm? But hey, you know what? At the end of the day, if you're old enough to get a tattoo, that means you're old enough to make your own decision to get a tattoo. And it's on your body forever, not anyone else's. So people who are like, you got a tattoo, like what? I mean, I get it if you're like a parent and your kid got a tattoo and you're like freaking out. But also, is it that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things? No. Maybe that's controversial. I don't know. Whatever. I feel like tattoos are a cute little scrapbook of things that you liked in your life. And that's kind of how I've been looking at them. Because the other day I was looking at my tattoos and I was like, am I actually going to like this when I'm freaking 40 years old? Bye. Oh my God. Now that I'm thinking about it, that like sends me into orbit. But you know what? I was thinking about it and I'm going to think about my 21-year-old self who was post-breakup, got her first tattoos, went on a little tattoo bender, has five. Who knows? I might get more one day. We'll see. You never know. And even if I'm 40 and I'm like, not really the vibe anymore, there's solutions. And if I choose to keep them, I feel like it's a nice little scrapbook of something that made me happy once. Plus, I think mine are pretty timeless. I'm like trying to justify it right now so I don't freak out. But yeah, not gonna lie, before I read this out loud, I read it because it's so short and I'm screaming. Hey, Ava, gonna keep it short and sweet. By the way, I love you so much. This podcast keeps me going every week. So anyways, my biggest secret is that I had sex with my foster brother. Oopsies, no regrets. That's not illegal. Is that it? Okay, I don't want to seem stupid. Is that illegal? Obviously, he's not your blood brother. That's gotta create some weird ass tension in the house, though. I'm gonna need more info. I'm like sad that this is a short entry. I want the details. What does the aftermath look like? Was this something that occurred many times over and over? What is the family dynamic like? Did your parents ever find out? Is there weird tension between you guys when you're having family dinner now? What do you mean? Saucy. That one's spicy. Okay.
Thanks for sharing. I loved that. I love reading that. That was shocking.
Hi, Ava. First, just wanted to say I love your podcast. Listening to it and your YouTube videos are like a breath of fresh air. You are so sweet for that. I love you. Thank you. So, my biggest secret right now is that I sell feet pics. Only my boyfriend and one of my friends know that I do. Okay, slay that your boyfriend supports this. I've made hundreds of dollars. I go, girl, how much? And tax-free? That's all I needed to hear. If it's tax-free, I go, where do I sign up? I'm just kidding. But hey, you know, a girl's got to eat. You got to do what you got to do. And there's no judgment for me. You're making bank. I mean, hey, I'm not one to judge. And I think, you know what? Do your thing, girl. I just really want to know, like, how much? Like, how much? Please DM me with the answer because I'm curious. How much money have you made? Like, what? I go, can you actually send me all the details? I'm just kidding. I promise. Mom listening, I'm just kidding. All right, so I'm someone who loves good food, but sometimes I'm too lazy to make it happen, which is why convenience is key, and that's why HelloFresh is amazing. I know so many of you listening live busy lives, and so I'm really excited to talk all about HelloFresh with you all. With HelloFresh, ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. Plus, pre-proportioned ingredients make cooking a snap and a cut down on food waste. Also, something that definitely sells it for me is that HelloFresh is 25% cheaper than takeout and less expensive than grocery shopping too, so ultimately, you're getting amazing food that's quick to prepare for a better price. I know so many people in my life who use and love HelloFresh. My sister actually just made the crispy buffalo spiced chicken, and she said it was so delicious and easy to prepare. She lives one of the busiest and most hectic lives I've ever seen and doesn't have a ton of free time to grocery shop or prepare extensive meals, so HelloFresh definitely changed the game for her. Unfortunately, they don't ship to Hawaii right now, but if and when they do, I will definitely be hopping on that. You will totally see me making them in my YouTube videos. So if you like convenience or yummy food or both, go to HelloFresh.com/mind65 and use code mind65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/mind65 and use code mind65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Definitely check out America's number one meal kit. Hi, Ava. Hope you're ready for a juicy secret. Oh, I am. You have no idea how ready I am. Might be a little long, but worth it. A couple years ago when I was in college, I was at a fraternity party. Darty. You know, I only learned what a darty was this summer. My friend was like, we should have a darty. And I was like, what? And a darty is a daytime party. Duh, I should have used context clues. But yeah, if you didn't know, that's what it is. So she was at a fraternity darty day party. I definitely had my fair share of drinks the first couple of hours and found myself really have to taking a poo. I ran to the bathroom, and once I was done, I realized there was no toilet paper. So I did what any normal person would do, of course. I used the shower curtain as my toilet paper. No. Yes, I'm aware that it's terrible and still feel bad. Girl, what do you mean like you wiped? Like, was there visible evidence? Oh my God. Anyways, right after, I left the party and no one ever knew what I did except for a couple of girlfriends that I told. Fast forward to a couple months later and I started talking to this guy from that fraternity. It turns out that particular party was held at his house. Yikes. We ended up talking about that party and he goes on to tell me about his horrible morning after that party. He woke up and went to the bathroom and very quickly realized there was poop on his favorite shower curtain that someone used to wipe their booty. I acted absolutely appalled that someone would do that knowing that someone was me. Now fast forward.
Hold on.
Now fast forward a couple of years to present time. I am in a 4-year relationship with him and never once have I told him the truth that I was the one who used his favorite shower curtain to wipe my ass
while I was hammered at his party. Oh, the trope of this. I'm sorry. This was, oh my God. Hold on. I need to process. It's far too late. What the frick, girl? I don't even know what to say to this. Maybe like a better option would have been like, were there tissues in the bathroom? Maybe like, I don't know, like a hand towel? Because then you can like throw that away. But the shower curtain bog. Look, no judgment for me. I'm just like screaming that that happened. And the part that really, really, really sends me into orbit is the fact that you are in a full-on committed long-term relationship with this man and you haven't told him. Do you plan to ever? Is this just going to be your dirty little secret, literally dirty, for the rest of your life? Like, what if you get married? Are you going to admit it to him then? It might be funny one day. Maybe like 20 years. I say you'd be safe like 20 years into marriage admitting that. Please keep me updated. I'm dying to know how that ends up working out.
I haven't been able to talk to anyone about this, so I'm going to do it here anonymously. I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 2.5 years, but nobody actually knows why. I just moved 8 hours away to go to college, so we were going to have to do long distance. One of my friends was house-sitting for my family while they moved me into my dorm. She asked me if it was okay to invite my boyfriend over to watch a movie because she seemed really upset after me leaving. I said it was fine because I never would have thought anything would happen. The day after I moved in, 2 days after I left, my boyfriend called me and told me that they kissed. I was shocked and didn't really know what to do. I told him he needed to fly to where I was so we could figure it out in person. He did, and we talked it out. I ultimately decided to move forward in our relationship mainly because he confessed immediately and I felt that had to count for something. A few weeks later, I finally decided to contact the friend it happened with because she had been reaching out and wanting to talk. When I asked for her side of the story, she told me everything and it turns out they did more than kiss. I immediately called my boyfriend and he admitted that was true. This is when I decided to break up with him because not only did he cheat, but then he lied about it afterwards. I have so many thoughts. The reason I haven't told anyone about this is because we share a lot of the same friends and he's practically become a part of my family. All of my grandparents and my sisters love him. As big of a mistake as he made, I don't want people seeing him as a bad person or judging him for what he did. The other reason is maybe even bigger. I haven't seen him in person since we broke up, but I will be seeing him when I go home for Thanksgiving. I've been thinking about getting back together with him. I know that probably just made everyone internally scream at me. True. You're not wrong. But there's a lot of other factors I'm considering. But if that did happen, I don't want my friends judging me for going back to him knowing that he cheated. So that's my biggest secret right now, one that I haven't told anyone. P.S. I haven't been listening to your past few episodes because my boyfriend and I used to listen to them together every week. Sad face. But I'm going to get back into them because I love you. I love you too. Oh, this just sucks because at first I was like, okay, big fat mistake. Not cool. But, you know, him doing the bare minimum of admitting it to you right away, I was like, okay, that's good, I guess. I mean, still not cool. That doesn't excuse anything, but he admitted it. But the fact that he just admitted a small part to a very bigger piece of a whole story, that is what sends me because he wouldn't have told you if your friend didn't tell you. Which also, like, is that your friend? Oh, this is so hard. Frick. I feel so bad because I know this is just so much to process. And that's like losing a friend and boyfriend all in one shot. And I mean, look, I can't tell you what to do. Just be careful. Guard your heart. Just know that you deserve the absolute best. And if someone is willing to lose you and do something like that, and they know that you'll forgive them and take them back, what's stopping them from doing it again? Just be careful because I care about you and I love you and I know you still, you know, someone can do you so dirty, like in a relationship, and I get it. Like you will still love them because despite them doing something horrible, those feelings just don't automatically go away. So I totally understand that, but just be careful. I totally get not wanting to tell your friends like what happened and stuff because you don't want them to like judge you if you go back. But now that I know, I'm going to offer my 2 cents here. Is this an advice sesh episode? No. Obviously, it is your own life. I'm sure, you know, there's obviously a lot more to the story. And I don't know the extent of like your relationship and what your relationship with him was like. But if someone is willing to do that, I feel like that says a lot about their character. And I don't know, you deserve someone who doesn't do stuff like that because that's so hurtful. Okay, so when I was in 8th grade, I had a very vivid dream of my dad kissing another woman. This probably sounds super weird, but just stick with it. I kept having dreams where he was with someone else. Now fast forward to sophomore year, there was a colleague of my dad's that had kids around the same age as my younger siblings. The kids all would hang out together. Well, I always got bad vibes from this one lady and didn't like the way she talked to me at all. She spoke in a very belittling way, but not in the way you would call out. I had my suspicions, but Lord knows I couldn't tell anyone. Turns out they, my dad and his coworker, were messing around behind everyone's back. Needless to say, I can now relate to emails I can't send by Sabrina Carpenter on a personal level. I haven't heard that song, but I need to listen to it so I can like understand what you're saying here. In conclusion, my biggest secret was knowing. Love the podcast. Thanks for being such a wonderful role model. See? Woman's intuition, baby. We know things. Our body will tell us things. And it's kind of crazy because woman's intuition is no joke. It is such a real thing. There have been lies that I've uncovered just because my intuition told me. So listen to your intuition, guys. Okay, maybe this one isn't my personal secret, but it is something that has happened to me, keeping this person's name anonymous. I used to work at a bridal shop. I was hired around the same time as an older woman, early 60s. One night, I had asked her about her former husband, who she had brought up a couple of times while we worked together. Relationships came up a lot since we worked in a bridal dress store. In the past, she would always say that he passed away. On this particular night, I remember it coming up earlier. On this particular night, I remember it coming up since earlier in the day, she was showing pictures to everyone from her wedding back in the 80s. We had gotten close recently, and as we closed up, I got up the courage to just ask, "How did your husband pass?" since she brought it up, his passing numerous times without details. She got really quiet, and all she said was, "I killed him." She entrusted in me that she had killed her husband for cheating, and that she had just gotten out of prison for it and was waiting to collect Social Security but needed a job under her belt. Management didn't know since they didn't do background checks on either of us. She was the sweetest lady, though.
That is quite juicy. Okay.
I don't even know what to say about that, but okay.
That's quite the secret to entrust someone with. Goodness gracious. I hope she never finds out you just told the podcast. Which is like 50, 60,000 people. But you know what? It's anonymous, so hey, no harm done, I guess, right?
Hey, Ava, I love you and your videos, and please keep up with the amazing work. You're lovely.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Okay, let's get into this story. So basically, I found this guy on Grindr. Yes, I'm gay, and yes, I'm down bad. And we were talking, and he sent pics of his face, and he was really cute. He's 28 and a lawyer, so he's rich, rich. I'm 18 and in college, but like, girl, if he's rich, he can be my sugar daddy or something. Okay, I get it. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Anyway, we decided to meet up at my dorm and hang out and watch a movie. The thought of a 28-year-old hanging out at a dorm is just so dark and scary to me. Like, I'm not judging you, but like on his end, it's like, what? Okay, let's keep reading. To be honest, I didn't really know what else we were going to do, but then all of a sudden a wave of desperation hit me, and well, you know what happened after. Anyway, it was actually such a good experience, and he's really cute. I know it's hella weird that he's 10 years older than me, so I haven't told any of my friends because I'm scared they're going to judge, but I think I'm valid for it because I don't want a relationship out of this. I just want to use him to ensure, to secure the Apple AirPods. Am I a bad person? Maybe, but I can't do anything about it now. Love ya. This was a great freaking story to end off this episode with. I'm satisfied ending here because, okay. The way this person is typing this, there's like emojis, he's using capitals. Like, I feel like you would be so good at telling this story in person, and it sounds so fun and saucy. I also get not wanting to tell your friends because they might be like, he's 28, be careful. Like, yes, he's 28, be careful. But if you're not looking for a relationship out of it, I don't know, just be careful. Obviously, you are in control of your own life. You're going to make your own decisions. And I hope you secure those damn Apple AirPods. All right, with that being said, those are all the juicy confessions and secrets that you guys had to share with me today. I appreciate you so much for entrusting me with this information, and I had such a fun time reading it. This was a juicy little episode. I had so much fun, and it is now far past my bedtime, far past it. And I'm gonna happily go to bed now with all these little juicy secrets in my head. So thank you for sharing. Those were all of the biggest secrets on your mind.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.